Welcome, deep divers. Today, we're really diving into your sources. It's a fantastic guide on natural health, actually. We're tackling something pretty fundamental to your everyday well-being, how you can maintain strong vision, healthy bones, and, a really resilient immune system. So our mission today is basically to pull out those essential nuggets of knowledge, giving you a real shortcut to being, well, incredibly well-informed. We want to show you how the science backs natural remedies and just everyday lifestyle habits that can really enhance these three critical areas of your health. We've looked through articles, research, our notes, all pointing to practical science-backed steps you can start taking, like right now. Okay, let's unpack this. Because these health pillars, they're way more connected and synergistic than you might first think.
Exactly. And that focus on the body's innate capabilities is so powerful, isn't it? It means we're not just looking for like external fixes, but really supporting what our bodies are already designed to do. And in today's world, always on screens, dealing with stress, these areas are just more critical than ever. We're going to explore exactly how these natural approaches can optimize your body's systems, helping you really thrive.
Absolutely. And thinking about these connected systems, let's start with maybe our most direct link to the world, our vision. It's easy to take your eyes for granted, right? Until something feels off. But think about the knock-on effect. If your vision declines, impacts your activity, your mood, even maybe your immune system's stress response. Healthy eyes really depend on specific nutrients, not just for sharp sight, but for protecting those delicate retinal cells, reducing oxidative stress, the whole package. So let's get into the what and the why. Key nutrients for eye health. First up, vitamin A and beta carotene. Now, most people have heard carrots are good for eyes, sure. But the real insight here is how beta carotene converts to vitamin A. And that vitamin A forms rhodopsin, that's the light-sensitive pigment in your retina, absolutely essential for seeing in low light. And here's something maybe less talked about. Vitamin A also keeps the surface of your cornea healthy, which directly impacts dry eyes. You find these in things like sweet potatoes, leafy greens, and yeah, carrots too.
Right. What's fascinating here is how specific these nutrients are. Like, the next pair, lutein and zeaxanthin. These aren't just general antioxidants. They're unique because they actually build up in the macula. That's the central part of your retina for sharp, detailed vision. Think of them like internal sunglasses. They form this protective layer that filters out harmful blue light before it does damage, and they neutralize free radicals, which cause that oxidative stress, kind of like cellular rusting that degrades cells. Kale, spinach, even egg yolks are great sources. See, doesn't have to be exotic stuff.
That internal sunglasses idea really clicks. And speaking of crucial stuff, we can't skip omega-3 fatty acids. We know they support retinal health, reduce risk of macular degeneration.
Yeah.
But there's often confusion. Plant sources versus marine sources. Can you quickly clarify, does flaxseed oil give you the same direct benefits as, say, salmon?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Really common one, too. So plant sources like flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, they give you ALA, alpha-linolenic acid. It's an omega-3 precursor. But the body's conversion of ALA to the really beneficial EPA and DHA, it's pretty limited, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah, plant sources are valuable overall, but they're not quite a direct swap for the EPA-DHA you get straight from oily fish, like salmon, mackerel, sardines. It's about that bioavailability nuance. Plus, those marine sources help the lipid layers in your pear film directly fights dry eye, another angle.
That nuance is so important. Got it. And rounding out the vision support crew, vitamin C and E, these are your potent antioxidant defenders, neutralizing those free radicals we mentioned, protecting cells from oxidative damage, key for things like cataracts, citrus fruits, berries, nuts, seeds, loaded with them.
And what's fascinating here is how practical this all is. Nourish your eyes for sharper vision isn't about complex routines. It's consistent, small actions that add up. So beyond specific foods, some practical tips. Just eating a rainbow of fruits and veggies daily. That gives you that broad spectrum of antioxidants right there. It's multiple pathways.
Simple but effective.
Yeah. And try for 2 servings of oily fish a week for those crucial omega-3s we just talked about. And don't forget physical protection. Shielding your eyes from UV light with good sunglasses UV 400 rated is a must, even on cloudy days. UV radiation really speeds up that oxidative stress.
Good point.
Lastly, for all of us glued to screens, yep, and who isn't, remember the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. It lets your eye muscles relax, reduces strain. It's a simple reset, makes a big difference for your eyes, and hey, breaks up screen time too.
That 20-20-20 rule is such a game changer. I know it helps me. It really shows how those small, consistent things build up. And that actually brings us perfectly to our next pillar, building a strong foundation. Literally, empowering our bones. We often think about bone health much later in life, don't we? But it's critical for mobility, posture, resilience, every single day. Strong bones mean more than just preventing osteoporosis. It's reducing fracture risk throughout life. That impacts everything: independence, overall health. So when we talk essential nutrients for bone health, number one is obviously calcium. It's the main mineral building block. It gives bones their rigidity, their structure. But calcium isn't static. Bones are always remodeling, breaking down old bone, building new. Calcium is central to that. You find it in dairy, fortified plant milks, tofu, almonds. But also think about leafy greens like collards or kale. Some forms there are highly bioavailable.
Right. And calcium needs its critical partner, vitamin D. It's absolutely essential for absorbing calcium in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Without enough vitamin D, you could be eating all the calcium in the world.
Yeah.
Your body just wouldn't use it effectively. Vitamin D also plays a direct role in bone mineralization itself. We get it from sunlight, mostly, but also fatty fish, fortified foods. And it's worth noting the difference between D2 and D3. D3 is generally seen as more effective at raising and keeping your vitamin D levels up. So for bone health, you really want sufficient D3.
That's a great point. D2 versus D3, not just vitamin D. So what about the supporting cast for bones?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you've got magnesium and zinc. They play incredibly important, though often overlooked, supporting roles. Magnesium is involved in like over 300 enzyme reactions. Many are crucial for bone formation, including activating vitamin D.
Wow, 300.
Yeah. And zinc, vital for bone tissue renewal. Helps make collagen, which is the flexible framework of bone. Nuts, seeds, whole grains, legumes, great sources for both. And finally, protein, not just for muscles. It helps maintain bone structure. It forms that organic matrix where minerals get deposited. Good protein intake is linked to higher bone density, lower fracture risk, especially as we get older. Lean meat, legumes, eggs, fish, all excellent. It's like a holistic puzzle, you know? Every piece matters.
Totally. Building on that, the practical tips for strengthening bones naturally, they're also pretty straightforward. But again, the details count, like getting 10 to 30 minutes of sunlight daily for vitamin D. Free resource for many. But the best time depends on your skin type, where you live, time of year. Lighter skin needs less time than darker skin. Midday sun is most effective for D, but always be sun safe, obviously.
Yeah, safety first. And beyond nutrition, weight-bearing exercise is vital. Things like brisk walking, jogging, lifting weights, bodyweight exercises, even yoga or dancing. These all stimulate the cells that build new bone osteoblasts. Increases density and strength. It's a direct signal. Get stronger.
Makes sense.
And critically important, avoid excessive alcohol and smoking. The science is just crystal clear on this. These habits actively weaken bones. They mess with calcium absorption, bone remodeling, hormone balance. And look, if you feel your diet is consistently low in these key bone nutrients, it's really wise to talk to a healthcare professional before just grabbing supplements. Make sure you're making the right choices for your body, not just guessing.
Really sound advice. Okay, fantastic points. Now let's shift focus again. Fortifying our defenses, boosting the immune system. A robust immune system, it's like your personal defense force, right? Helps prevent illness, fights infections faster if you do get sick, and it genuinely supports overall wellness, affects energy, mood, everything. For immunity, vitamin C is a classic, and for good reason. It promotes white blood cell function. Think phagocytes, lymphocytes, your immune soldiers, basically. They seek and destroy pathogens. Plus, it's an antioxidant, protecting those immune cells. Citrus fruits, berries, bell peppers, loaded with it. Mm. Fresh is often best, though, as C can degrade.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's back? Vitamin D, making another critical appearance.
Yeah.
This time, it's for its huge role in modulating our immune response. It helps regulate both innate and adaptive immunity. Basically, fine-tuning the system so it responds effectively but doesn't overreact.
Right.
Helps prevent chronic inflammation, autoimmune issues, mm-hmm. sunlight, fatty fish, fortified foods again. Really shows how connected everything is.
It really does.
Zinc, too. Vital for immune cell production, development, function. It's directly involved in cell signaling, and it even has antiviral properties, can inhibit viral replication. Pumpkin seeds, chickpeas, oysters are great sources. But watch out, too much zinc can interfere with copper absorption. Balance is key.
Ah, balance again. That holistic approach really comes through. And this next one might surprise some people. Probiotics and prebiotics. They support gut health. And we now know the gut is fundamentally linked to a strong immune system. It's huge. The gut microbiome is constantly talking to your immune system. A diverse, healthy gut flora is critical. Can you expand on that gut immune axis a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, immunity isn't just about fighting colds. It's holistic. And the gut immune axis, prime example, something like 70% of your immune system actually resides in your gut.
70%. Wow.
Yeah, it's massive. So probiotics found in fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, they introduce beneficial bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Prebiotics, those are non-digestible fibers in things like garlic, onions, bananas, asparagus, they feed those good bacteria, help them thrive. A healthy microbiome trains your immune cells, helps keep pathogens out, influences immune compounds. It's a whole ecosystem working together.
Fascinating.
So the practical tips for boosting immunity naturally, they go beyond just diet. Prioritizing sleep is huge. Aim for 7 to 9 hours. During deep sleep, your body releases cytokines, proteins that target infection and inflammation. It literally recharges your immune defenses.
Sleep is so underrated.
Totally. And stress management, another critical piece. Chronic stress pumps out cortisol, which can suppress immune function. Practices like meditation, deep breathing, mindfulness, they can significantly reduce that stress-induced suppression. Staying hydrated is crucial, too. Water supports basically every bodily function, including immune defense, helps carry nutrients, flush toxins, and finally, the basics still count. Good hygiene, washing hands, avoiding touching your face remains a cornerstone. Simple, but incredibly effective barrier.
So what does this all mean for, you know, your daily life? How do these systems, vision, bones, immunity actually connect in practice? This is where we hit those synergistic strategies, lifestyle habits that support all three at the same time. It's not separate buckets. It's integrated wellness, like regular exercise, not just for muscles, right? It improves blood flow to your eyes, vital for nutrients and waste removal. It strengthens bones through that weight-bearing impact, stimulates growth, and it absolutely boosts immune function, enhances circulation of immune cells, reduces stress hormones.
Exactly. Multitasking.
And a balanced diet, rich in whole foods, packed with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, that serves all three systems, provides building blocks, fights inflammation, supports cell health everywhere. Then on the flip side, avoiding toxins, smoking, too much alcohol, heavily processed foods. That's key. These things damage cells via oxidative stress, deplete nutrients, weaken immunity across the board, chronic inflammation from them. Bad news for eyes, bones, and immunity.
Absolutely detrimental.
And finally, adequate sleep. Supports repair, hormone balance like melatonin, which is an antioxidant and immune regulator and immune resilience. A true multitasker for your health. Allows your body to restore and rebuild.
And this raises an important question. What about specific natural remedies? The one science suggests might offer multi-system benefits. When you're looking to strategically add something to your diet and lifestyle, a few supplements do stand out. For vision and retinal health, bilberry extract often comes up. Its anthocyanins are potent antioxidants, shown to improve night vision, strengthen eye blood vessels. For bone density, connective tissue repair. Collagen peptides are getting a lot of attention. Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, provides that flexible framework for bones, cartilage. Supplementing can support its synthesis, contributing to stronger bones and joints.
Okay.
Then for boosting immune response, reducing cold flu severity, elderberry and astragalus extracts were often mentioned. Elderberry is rich in flavonoids with antiviral properties. Astragalus is traditionally used to enhance immune cell activity. Could be strategic, especially during cold and flu season.
Makes sense.
And lastly, turmeric, specifically its active compound, curcumin, powerful anti-inflammatory. Supports both bones and immunity. Its ability to modulate inflammation helps joints and supports a balanced immune response. Just make sure you look for formulations that enhance its bioavailability because it's notoriously tricky for the body to absorb on its own.
Right. Bioavailability is key there too. Okay, this is all fantastic info, but how do you actually do this? It can feel a bit overwhelming putting it all together. Let's make it really tangible with a daily routine example. Think of it like a flexible blueprint you can adapt. It's not about perfection every single day, okay? It's about consistent, achievable actions that build up over time. So imagine your morning. Start with, say, 10, 15 minutes of sunlight. Get that vitamin D boost for bones and immunity. Helps kickstart your body's rhythms too. Then maybe a smoothie, pack it with spinach, berries, flaxseed, protein powder. Look how much that covers. Spinach gives you luteinizaxanthin for eyes, magnesium for bones, berries, vitamin C for immunity, antioxidants for everything, flaxseed, omega-3s for vision, protein for bones. Protein powder supports bone structure and immune cells. One meal hitting so many targets.
Yeah, it really stacks up quickly.
Exactly. Moving into the afternoon, fit in some weight-bearing exercise. Could be a brisk 20-minute walk at lunch. Or some simple bodyweight stuff like squats, lunges. Strengthens bones, improves blood flow to the eyes, boosts immune cell circulation. Check, check, check. For a snack, handful of almonds or some yogurt with fruit. More calcium, magnesium, those gut-friendly probiotics for bones and immunity.
Good choices.
And then evening. Aim for a balanced dinner. Maybe some fatty fish like salmon omega-3s, vitamin D, lots of colorful veggies for that nutrient spectrum, whole grains for fiber and energy. Before bed, maybe dedicate some time to relax, meditate, manage that stress, which directly impacts immunity. And then aim for those crucial 7 to 9 hours of good sleep. Let your body repair and regenerate.
That example really pulls it all together, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It shows it's not about treating vision, bones, and immunity separately. It's understanding how one action, getting sunlight, eating that diverse meal, contributes to multiple interconnected areas. This routine naturally supports those systems, drawing direct lines back to the nutrients, the habits, the synergies we've discussed. It's that holistic approach in action. Simple consistency builds profound health.
What a fantastic deep dive. So the core message here is really clear, I think. Improving your vision, boosting bone density, fortifying your immune health, it's absolutely achievable. Consistent nutrition, maybe some smart natural supplements, healthy lifestyle habits. It's not about magic pills. It's about empowering your body's own capabilities, giving it what it needs to really thrive. By prioritizing these science-backed strategies, you can naturally support your body, maintain wellness for years to come. It's proactive. It's integrated. Tangible steps for feeling your best.
Definitely. And as you think about all this, maybe consider how these systems, vision, bones, immunity, that seem separate, they're constantly talking, influencing each other in ways we're still just starting to fully grasp. So here's a thought. What's one small, consistent change you could implement, maybe starting today, that could create the biggest ripple effect in your overall wellness journey, positively impacting your vision and your bones and your immunity?
That's a really powerful thought to leave everyone with. We hope this deep dive has given you a clearer blueprint, maybe some exciting new insights for your own natural health journey. Go explore further, make those connections in your own life.